This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue the study of rightly dividing the word of truth. As we closed our study last time, we were considering various errors which have grown out of a misunderstanding regarding the various covenants in the Bible. Because men do not understand that the law of Moses was nailed to the cross and therefore taken out of the way, a number of errors have grown up in men's practice because of that. And last time we pointed out infant church membership and sprinkling for baptism. Now today we call your attention to the fact that some hold that men ought to worship God as a necessary act on Saturday or the seventh day of the week. In other words, to observe the Sabbath day just as it was commanded in the Ten Commandments. But a number of passages which we have already dealt with and some others that I shall show you certainly make clear that this is not the case. Christians are enjoined to worship on the first day of the week, the day upon which Christ arose from the dead. In Galatians chapter 4, beginning with verse 21, Paul says, "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law?" In other words, he's making clear that the law itself made clear that the law would be done away and that a new covenant would come in its stead. And we find that plainly stated in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 9, "He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second." Now in this passage in Galatians 4, verses 21 to 31, Paul refers to two women, Sarah and Hagar. Sarah representing the new covenant or the gospel of Christ, and Hagar representing the old covenant from Mount Sinai, bearing children under bondage, as Paul put it. So it is clear that he now says in verse 30, "Howbeit, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the handmaid and her son, for the son of the handmaid shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. Wherefore, brethren, we are not children of a handmaid, but of the free woman." Now, it's impossible to think of how Paul might have stated it any more clearly than he did, that we today, we who are Christians, are not children of a handmaid. We are not under the old covenant, the law of Moses. We are not under the Ten Commandments as a law in force, but we're under a free woman, representing the new covenant, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I am certainly aware of the fact that some people would say, well, now it's true that the ceremonial law of the law of Moses, or that part of it, was done away, but the Ten Commandments were not done away. But now let's notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where Paul refers to the law that was written and engraven on stones at a time that Moses' face was shown with glory, and he calls this the ministration of death and makes clear that it has been done away. Now, what law was given? What law was written and engraven on stones at the time Moses' face shone with glory? It was the Ten Commandments. Therefore, Paul is making clear that the Ten Commandments were done away. It is true that we today are under the principles involved in the Ten Commandments, but not because of the specific details of the Ten Commandments, because they have been done away. These matters are repeated in the New Covenant, other than the injunction to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We today are under the gospel of Christ, which enjoins upon Christians worshiping on the first day of the week. Now, there is another matter which involves itself in a doctrinal error because of a misunderstanding about the covenants. I mentioned this just very briefly a few days ago, but I want to go into a little more detail about it. For instance, the fact that men hold that we are still under the old covenant just as much as men ever were entails the idea that men can be saved without being baptized. And the thief on the cross is usually used as an example here. But I've given in great detail the fact that the thief lived and died under the old covenant. That Christ, when he said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise," was not yet dead. And Hebrews 9:15-17 makes clear that a testament is a forth where there hath been death. It doth never avail while he that made it liveth. But our time is up for today, and we must continue that point in more detail next time. Please do be with us.